At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'm over here now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. I have so much that I'm pissed off about today that
Ed, are you Ed Anger?
No, because I'm not angry because I had a really good time with my my kids. So personally, I'm in a pretty good,
good
frame of mind. However, there are little annoyances that on a worst day would probably push me over the edge. I really don't know where to go. I think I'll save all my real left-wing kvetching for the bonus show today, because that's where I do that primarily. And I will respectfully ask our producer from St. Augustine to, on today, the bonus show today, this week, just let me go. Let me just vent.
Yep, you can spread all the misinformation you want.
Thank you.
I'm good.
I'll accept that.
Josh, this is going to be like a 4th of July display. It's going to be light fuse and get away. Yeah. And that's
it. We have one more sunflower seed before we start the show.
Does one more really make a difference? Just one sunflower
seed? I'm so addicted.
But it's really, so it's like tiny. It's little itty bitty.
Oh. You won't be able to focus with the bag sitting right there to your right.
I know why the ball players love them. The wireless printer, let's start with that, has defeated me. I am...
Oh, no.
It's right over my right shoulder. It's in back of me right here. The Epson wireless printer I've done everything, and usually when you couldn't satisfy yourself with a wireless capability, you could throw a little Ethernet cable into the back of the thing. Well, guess what? This one doesn't have it. It's exclusively wireless.
They don't have an input for a hardwire?
No.
Not okay. Mm-hmm. That's bad. Bad, right?
Boy, you're wound up today in your sick house. It's going to be tough to get in today.
He hasn't been able to talk to anyone.
This is true. But I want to get to that early, too.
I will. Rob's sick house. I'll keep my mouth shut, but I am a little keyed up because it's really not great.
It's not good at all. So I know, you know, people get online and do TikTok videos and destroy this stuff. I just bought the goddamn thing. And it just will not. And then at one point it says the protocols inside the printer. Unplug it, plug it in, change your settings, verify your password. Well, I've verified my password for my network. I've done that. It still doesn't want to play nice with my wireless network, although it was playing nice with the network after I got my new setup in here. And it just gets to a point where every now and then when I'm coming in to do this program, I don't rely on the printer anymore. Certainly I've gone completely digital, but this thing, occasionally when I want to have like a little last minute news story I want to bring to you, I'll throw it on the printer and I'll bring it in here. And I want that app. I want that capability. Or when somebody tells me that Shea Bay is going to come on the show and then there's a last minute like bio that I have to, I usually throw that on a printer.
Well,
yesterday I came in and I had to do it, all this, these bells and whistles to put it on a another outlet so I could do it digitally. And that took a long time. And then she wasn't here. So, I mean, it's just, it's been this printer, this Epson that I really liked at the beginning, it has replaced the Hewlett Packard, another printer that said F you to me, and I'm really frustrated.
Allow me to offer this. Josh, I'm guessing you're so cool that you don't have a printer.
No, I hate my printer. I have unplug power and replug power
every
time I want to print.
What make of printer do you have?
What's the one that rips you off through the internet? Is it HP?
It's Hewlett Packard.
$3 a month?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the one.
That's what I've
got. Mine has been
focus.
Mine has been really good about staying on network. I don't know why. Now I do hate
Hewlett Packard. I don't care about yours.
Mike, I'm trying to find a solution for your future.
Okay.
That a Hewlett Packard might be your
Sorry about
ideal.
That. I'm mad.
I know you're keyed up, no, and we're solution, all keyed up.
The solution every time cannot be buy new. Buy
no,
new
I'm not going to do that with this one. I have to figure this out.
Have you asked Michael to spend some time with it?
No, because Michael doesn't have that breadth of knowledge. So I'm not going to bother with it this time with him. I don't think he has that breadth of knowledge with this particular thing. And the other thing is... and this will spill into the bonus show, and then we will get to the sick house with Rob, because that's the top story today. I have to say this, that about 2 years ago, got on this little thing that the local realtor who sold me this house has this home valuation thing, and it comes out every, I want to say maybe it's every 2 months, 3 months, okay. I'm not sure, but it comes out every couple of months, and it gives you... what you could sell your house for. And it's a very comforting thing to see because we all had this wonderful ride and it's really great. And I want to say that there has never been a drop in value on my house like there was in the last month. And I wanted to say, thank you, Mr. President.
Did your house have a big...
Jesus Christ, everything. By the way, hey, idiots who voted for him, okay?
Yes.
Let me tell you this. It's all crumbling. The tariff came back. The tariffs came in today. Here we go. Here we go.
It's not the bonus show yet.
No.
I know. Sorry. I'll hold it. I'll hold it because I have to use bad language. You know?
Was the big jump, the biggest jump in your house's value was when you moved in, right? Isn't that when it skyrocketed?
When I put the plaque on the door?
Yeah, it said Michael Mara
lives here.
Disc jockey.
And I'm sure the price went down because the pipe and drape is gone.
The pipe and drape that was so incredibly valuable.
Yeah, that was
but
great.
I'll save
I'm
it all.
Sorry it's
I'll
gone.
I'll save it all. And
I get those emails as well about home value.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I get irritated when I get the email because for some reason it keeps sending me to my old Maryland home.
Well, and it's
way
really
higher than I sold it for.
A lot of realtors do this.
That's sad, right?
It's a chance for realtors to get a cut of refis and stuff like that. That's what it is. But it also they lowball the price of the houses. So I thought I could get a lot more from my, but now it's noticing the trend.
I would think that this would be something that the realtors send in with an inflated value.
No, not
to
in
make
my
you
world,
excited
no.
to sell.
No,
Florida. Okay. All home values are kind of stalled or down in Florida.
In many areas of the country. Mm.
Well, especially Florida right now, there's because
we have a Republican administration?
No, because we have so many people coming to Florida that they're building new homes, and they're just tearing trees down like crazy.
Worst real estate market in the nation is about 15 miles from here. Little town that Jimmy Cerrito would call Cape Coral.
Yes.
When it's really Cape Coral and in a free fall. In a free fall right now, you know, America. They lit my candle today with the tariffs kicking in and all that. But the real thing is, I thought that the old Covey was, pretty much dead and gone, and we didn't have to worry about it. There was they even have another like hunkadooly virus that's coming out of China right now. I'll let you give us the update. You had mentioned sick house yesterday. It sounded like everybody had a cold, and now what's going on?
Josh, if you could bring up a map of current infections, it would show a lot. But Robert hasn't been feeling that well for a couple days. Nothing really, backbreaking. He was just going to take it easy and sort of ride it out. But he got to feeling really bad. So he went to urgent care and they ran some tests on him and they found out, aha, he has strep, which will make you feel bad. But I think it's also compounded by the fact that he has COVID now and he is in my home with the COVID-19. Yes, the coronavirus.
Didn't he just start his new thing, his job?
Yeah. Now, most of that
when
is going to be.
When did he start his new job?
Last week was the first day. But this week, he can work from home for this
job. Okay, good. There's the new world. He can do that.
It's not like he's totally just pissing all of that away.
Okay.
There is a new COVID strain called Stratus.
That sounds ominous.
And it is really taking over the country, and the map is red in the state of Virginia.
I have not read of any of this yet.
I've heard it's because people have given up on boosters, and it's starting to spread again. I don't even know where Robert was. He went to the office once.
Friday. Your computer's doing that thing again. God damn it.
Here's the map. I don't really understand the map. It shows basically the whole East Coast. What? It says 5%, 5 to 9% tested positive for the East Coast.
Well, that map doesn't make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make much
sense. Well, it's not widespread. It's in your house, Rob. I don't know. I don't know how bad it is in the whole state. You know?
I did see a map where we were one of the dark red states. So yeah, it makes sense.
Can you log out and do what you do to come back and continue this with that click? I can't do Snap, Crackle, Pop.
I understand. But before I go, I'd just like to say to the listeners, goodbye.
There he goes.
It says 1.6% change in more COVID in the past week.
Okay.
So not a big jump.
I just haven't read it in the national news. I haven't
seen anything about COVID being back. At the same time, though, Kelly's grandmother has COVID as of yesterday. So it is the second time I've heard about COVID in 2 days.
Oh, my God. And now we have... before Rob comes back, I don't want to use all my stuff at the beginning of the show, but there's a new stand-up special that I think people should watch. It concerns me because we now have America's number one anti-vaxxer that's heading up Health and Human Services. You know,
yes.
I mean, it's just like we're in bizarro world right now. We are really in bizarro world, and I'm freaked out if we're going to get the COVID again because, I mean—
Well, I'm the opposite. Yeah, so we can balance each other out.
Well, I know because you're part of that. You watch that network, so they're going to say, as far as vaccinations—
I watch all three networks.
Vaccinations, you know, eradicated a lot of the COVID cases. I think they helped. I know a lot of people in the state of Florida would disagree.
I think it caused other issues. I know it destroyed one of our prospects as the Orioles, and that's all I care about. one prospect.
What do you mean? What happened with vaccines in an Oriole?
Heston Kerstedt was like one of our top picks.
And he took a vaccine and died? What happened?
He got the vaccine and got that myocarditis. And now he gets knocked out for fatigue all the time, and it's all blamed on the vaccine.
So all my
decisions come from baseball.
I didn't think it'd get any worse today, with looking at house values and with looking at the tariffs kicking in, which is just now happening for all our partners. Are you back, Rob? Is it working okay?
Well, it always sounds fine to me. I need for you to call
it for
me.
You're good.
Okay.
You sound good. So back to the whole thing about the COVID. Where does he think he was when he got the exposure?
He doesn't go out a lot. I think it has to have been on the trip to he went to an out-of-state office to meet the CEO.
Yeah.
And that's probably what it was because he met everyone in the office.
What area of the world did he go?
Delaware is up there, yeah.
Okay.
So, but it is, you know, Carrie has never had it. I have never had it. Julia had it when she was at school, so I didn't have to deal with that at all. So this is kind of horrifying, making it all about me, to have it in my home.
Well, you're the most compromised person in the house, so you have to be the most careful, and you've got lung issues as well, so you have to be aware of what's going on with that. So what is the is your family taking some protocols? What's going on?
Yeah, he's staying in his room, and if I bring him something, I leave it outside the room, and he comes and gets it. He had a bad night. I mean, you know, he is young and strong and healthy.
Yeah, he's a hearty lad.
And he had to change to the guest room last night because he sweat through his sheets last night in our air-conditioned house. It's probably about 67 degrees upstairs.
Did he get, like, those chills that are horrible,
too? Yeah. Oh, so I've been taking my temperature, like, every 2 hours to make sure I don't have a fever. Yeah, of course. Well, I do that all the time. And you know what's amazing, Mike? I don't use a thermometer.
Right.
I just go by the way it feels.
Jesus. Like somebody checks the wind.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, stop. He's on antibiotics for the strep, which has given him the most wicked sore throat. So that's another thing. He's all spent energy-wise. He's hungry. His throat hurts, so it's hard to swallow to eat any food. He is one upset boy right now, and I feel for him. It is the worst.
You know, if anybody thought that, you know, that at the graduation of college that the job was over, Rob is still doing what he would what you would have done like when he was in elementary school. So
No. If it. I was when he was in elementary school, I'd be drinking. That's what I would do.
Just staying down in your cave down there. Does any part
of you? But the other thing that sucks about this is Julia had a scheduled visit home today. She was going to come home. She had something to do in Chantilly, but we were going to get her for a dinner and have her in the house tonight. And I was very excited. I haven't seen her in over a month.
Right.
And now she's going to, you know, she's going to stay at my mom's house. I don't get to see her.
If you had 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I because I'd be interested to see how you answer this, because I have no idea what the answer is going to be.
Right. 2015.
If 10 years ago, you could say one kid will be out of the house immediately, not look back and start their life, and the other kid will come home. Which one would you have picked?
10 years ago, I would have known that it's Julia who wouldn't have come back. 15 years ago, I might have switched it.
Okay.
But she's she's always wanted out and to be on her own and travel and not be a part of this. The most disappointed I've seen Julia in recent years is when she first moved to Richmond and I realized she left her purse in my car. So I have to, after Carrie and I kissed her and said goodbye, we had to drive back and drop off her purse.
It's only 3.5 hours.
We were still in Richmond.
Richmond, okay.
So we'd been gone like 20 minutes, and when we handed it off, it was the same amount of emotion you get when you see an old Western train picking up the mail. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure the car stopped. It was just drop it and go.
See ya.
But, yeah, Robert, I think he's eager to get out of the house when it makes financial sense. But, you know, he doesn't have the money right now.
No, and he will when he's 40.
Yeah, sure. And maybe he'll take me with him.
That by that time. I have to ask this question. So the strain we're talking about,
yes.
What's it called again?
Stratus.
Because I haven't even heard about it down here.
It's built by Dodge, Mike.
The Dodge Stratus. What a car.
And I can't find this red chart. I'm on COVIDAC now.
Well, you find it, Rob. You can bring it up, can't you? Can you do that?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It says there have been 6 admissions per 100K in Loudoun County in the past week.
Per 100,000 people that have it?
No, per 100K people in the county.
6 admissions to the hospital per... Well, Rob's son hasn't been admitted.
Not been admitted to the hospital.
No, and it says... Community risk is low.
There you go. Okay.
For the entire state of Virginia.
Yeah. Well, did you think it was higher, Rob?
I did. I heard that it was coming back. So I apologize for spreading.
Where did you hear that? Where did you hear that from?
I was talking to Katie yesterday, and Katie had seen a story about it.
Okay. There's your news.
Why does she have any reason to lie, though?
Not lie, but you. Katie?
Yeah.
Katie von Herman Sacco and Vanzetti?
She's informed. Yeah, she's informed.
No, I think she's a little bit of a, an alarmist, don't you think? Just a bit?
Well, yeah,
you do the show with her, doesn't she kind of get ramped up about stuff like that?
She does, but this wasn't something she would get ramped up about.
Well,
she said that this is going on in the East Coast.
Well, you have a responsibility not to, frighten people if you, don't have the information. And I'd like to get the real information. If there's something, especially with all our listeners in Virginia, I just want to make sure we get it right. Because I have heard nothing. Josh says he's heard nothing. And I just want to figure out what's going on with Stratus.
We hadn't heard anything until he got it. That's why.
Well, that's kind of the way you handle stuff. I mean, you hear it in your backyard. Everybody reacts to it, right?
How I react to it.
Well, no. I mean, it's just like the only time if it crosses into Leesburg, then it's a major story for you. Otherwise,
my son got it, and that's when I started to look around.
So even
But it's not like you guys aren't checking for daily for your COVID stuff anymore. It took me by surprise. It's not 3 years ago. It's not like we're tracking the chart every day.
Said it was trending in Virginia.
And you were trying to scare everyone.
I wasn't trying to scare anyone.
So do you have any information about it?
I do not have any information about it. I'm sorry. I went with what I said.
I'll cancel my order for a ventilator.
No, you won't need a ventilator, Josh. Besides,
it's not a thing. It might be still there. There are scattered cases around the country, mm-hmm. but I think this is hopefully somewhat isolated, but what exactly did Katie say to you? I'm curious about this. I want to know.
She said that she saw a news story that people have gotten sort of complacent and they're not doing the boosters, and it's allowing COVID to sort of have a resurgence. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense to me. I mean, why wouldn't it?
Because it's been, you know, so eradicated by vaccines that it's, you know, they're,
August 4th,
it's not anything. Yes.
Of this year, the Today Show says COVID-19 cases are rising in at least 40 states.
There it is. Okay.
Is the U.S. in a summer wave? What COVID trends and symptoms of the Stratus and Nimbus variants? Well, I mean, the symptoms
are 3 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
okay.
Probably when he got it. So, I mean, the symptoms are always the same. Oh, here's the red map. Yes, growing.
It's yeah, but growing. What does growing mean?
George Ruth, you are a perv. You are a
Yeah, you know
perv.
What? George Ruth is problematic more than helpful, as a rule.
Katie has giant boobs.
That's great.
That is not appropriate.
Yeah, you know what program. About George Ruth? He's a giant asshole.
Wow. Why the hostility? Why?
I've had a day. That's why.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're attacking him. I don't, you know.
He doesn't need to jump in and attack him.
Variant no, XFG.
It's not even on this show.
Stratus is rising in the U.S. and Canada. So there it is. Panic is rising here, too.
It's growing
Where?
In Virginia.
On this
it's
show.
Gro- in Florida.
In that upper box.
And it's not.
In the upper right-hand corner. Well, Rom seems, I mean, he's. Ramped up a little bit, but he's not, you know, you're not panicking. And he's already maybe starting to recover a little bit?
I would like to think that the sweating last night means his fever is breaking or perhaps even broken.
Have
That's
you talked
my
to
hope.
Him through the door?
I text him a lot. I text him a lot, Damone.
Where would he be now? Would he be at the, you know, the declining side, or is it still ramping up, or what do you think?
He seems to be sort of at the crest right now. When I saw him this morning and down the hallway, I said, "How you doing?" He says, "This sucks." I
do
said,
you
I'm
think, "All right, I want to."
And
throw
Josh,
this
I sent
out
you
there.
I texted you an article. If you could bring up the map,
based on some of the comments.
Right.
I'm just thinking now out of the box here. Do you think there's any chance that your microphone or your products that you've gotten from China has anything to do with it?
I don't think so. I mean, I got a mystery envelope full of seeds, and I planted them. And, the way we do it is...
Sunflower seeds!
The seeds arrived mysteriously from China, and I would dig the hole, and then... Robert would take a mouthful of the seeds and spit one in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we planted it. I don't know what's going to grow, but I'm very excited.
Well,
I actually
there you have
don't
it. I mean, you're validated because the news story says that it's, you know,
I don't,
cases are
I don't buy up. This news story.
You also don't buy vaccines at all because you're one of those people that doesn't believe in vaccines.
I do believe in vaccines.
I thought you didn't. You just
I
don't
do.
Believe.
I don't believe in vaccines.
I don't believe the Today Show. And I also don't believe a map that says growing, and then the next step is likely growing. It's either growing or not. What's likely growing mean?
I think they're probably watching previous trends and seeing. I mean, for example, look at West Virginia, which is likely growing. It's totally surrounded. So wouldn't you think that
know,
it would go
all
in?
All I know is that the guy down on the lower right-hand corner, the guy Mark Maron refers to as the shittiest Kennedy.
I saw
which
that.
Which is so funny. By the way, if you want a show to watch, especially for my left-wing friends, if you don't think my left-winginess is left-wingy enough for you, check out Mark Maron's latest stand-up on HBO. It's called Panicked, and it's pretty funny stuff. He's a very, very funny guy.
Mark Maron, and I interviewed an author about comedians once, and we were going through certain comedians. I said, "Is Mark Maron as miserable as he seems?" Mm-hmm. He said, "Yep."
Mm-hmm.
That was his answer.
And he does a great Theo Vaughn.
And his Theo Vaughn is so. And if you like that part, Josh, if you haven't seen it, he does some more Theo Vaughn. It's really hysterically funny. So check it out, please.
Okay,
I just I don't think we are in a situation where we have to have widespread panic, but...
No, not at all. I'm just saying, be aware.
Here it is. As of July 26th, the increase is 1.6.
1.6 what?
Compared to, that's it went up 1.6 from where it was. So
like
it's now
percent?
At a weekly
percent?
Percent.
Million?
Percent. Percent.
Okay, percent.
1.6%. Well, so the nation test positivity is 6.5% when last summer it was 18%.
Oh, but, so it's down.
So it's down
from last
year.
Summer.
It's up from a week ago.
See, that's the thing, is that if it's trending up, I was under the impression we were pretty much done
with
it.
I've got to stop eating sunflower seeds during the show.
There's really only one person that can control that, Mike.
Right. Take that bag.
I mean, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, I'm throwing it away.
Okay. Seal it, then throw it across.
It's in the trash. It's in the trash. The only seeds I have are what, like a squirrel, are what's in my jaw right now.
Hey, you boys and girls, check out the flying squirrels with seeds in their mouth. Yeah. But if it is on the increase, that's what concerns me. Because
Josh said, don't watch NBC, but if Greg Gutfeld says it, it'll probably be true.
That's true. Okay? Exactly. Exactly.
Well, if Gutfeld says it's probably sarcasm.
Okay. All right. Mm.
You know, Josh, you surprise me always.
Mm-hmm. He's going to go on Jimmy Fallon, you know.
Who, Gutfeld or Josh?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Josh. Can you talk? I'm eating my goddamn sunflower seeds.
You said you were done. Anyway,
no, I'm eating my jaw.
I was hoping that we were pretty much done with COVID. And when I see it going back up, even if it's just a little bit over a couple weeks, that's the wrong direction, folks. That's all I'm going to tell you. We should be, we've been saying it, we've been screaming it. Be responsible about it, but you know, you can't if it's going to go up. So just be careful as best you can. That's
well, no real thought on where he might have contracted it, though.
No, no, he does all that volunteer work down at the hospital.
No, no, I mean, like you said, he went to an office building. Was he around a lot of people?
Well, there's I think there was like 20 people
in there.
So, what?
Why'd he go to Delaware?
Oh, because that's where the CEO of his company is.
Has he done any clubbing recently?
No, he doesn't. That's not like his scene. I don't know that I've ever seen
him. Does he go out with buddies?
Yeah, he went out to like Topgolf last week. But
there you go.
But
that's where he got it.
Do you think it would rest in his body for 7 days before it popped? I thought it was usually pretty. I didn't know what the incubation of it was.
I don't know. I don't know either. So, you know, I hope he feels better. Keep
Me
us posted.
Too. I shall.
Let us know. But he's able to, what is he doing right now as we speak? Is he sleeping again?
He's probably sleeping. And if he's not sleeping, he's probably on his computer playing games upstairs, which is fine. So,
And he's eating.
Yeah, he is eating. Yeah.
Okay.
But
how are his bowels?
They're amazing. No more odor than a hot biscuit.
I forgot. I've never had it either, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Because we do this show, and I go outside to do all my social activity, and that's it.
All right.
That's really
then
where
let's
it comes
play
from.
This game. Don't talk yet, Josh, because you're part of this game.
Okay.
I've not had it. You've not had it.
Yeah.
What is your guess as to whether or not Josh has had COVID?
I say no.
I say yes.
Josh?
I got the booster.
Oh,
and I
okay.
also got COVID twice.
Do you, is that?
Maybe three times.
See, he's doing that to us. All right. So but are you saying the.
You
the,
thought
the,
I was going to be your
are
problem.
Are you saying
today.
The vaccination was ineffective? Is that the point you're
it
trying to
make? It hasn't worked for me, yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, I suppose that's true. I think it worked for a lot of people.
Is there any correlation between your political outlook and the effectiveness of vaccines? Can his body reject a vaccine because of the way he thinks?
No, I think it's my former job put me in a lot of people's homes.
Yeah,
I see.
Okay.
So
right,
I was around a lot of people.
That's fine. That's reasonable. I think that's fine. I'll tell you, I would like to see my computer and my printer get that virus because maybe that would jog it into working properly. I would be very, very happy with that.
Mike, the printer is coughing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the printer has a sore throat.
I am telling you that this is a world right now. For maybe the first time today, I started to get a little panicky about what the future holds because I'm really nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to what are you nervous about? Nervous about the economy. Nervous about how these tariffs are really going to affect when you know, I thought we were lulled maybe into a false sense of security where he proposed them and then he said, I'm going to wait. Well, the
right.
deadline has come and gone and now it's happening. And I just, that freaks me out a little bit that you know, when you're hearing 50%, 50% wrecks businesses. 50% can bury somebody. So I'm very concerned about that. And then combine that with my little email where I was looking at the value of my home. And I'm just like, are we, you know, the doom and gloom that comes from both sides when they're talking about the other side. Mm-hmm. I look at a lot of different stuff. But when you're talking about those kind of numbers, I am not an economist. Right. I don't profess to have a breadth of knowledge about issues with taxes, tariffs, interest rates, what have you. But I will tell you that when I hear the combination of things, I look at the valuations of properties down here in Florida, and then I look at inflation and things costing more and not being able to afford certain things. And then you throw in the story that I see the headlines today, all over the headlines, that we have tariffs. It's time for me to get a little freaked out. And I haven't been. I've really been pretty good at putting everything on the back burner. And now I'm saying, are the chickens coming home to roost? I hope not.
Mike,
but
I think
it's going to happen.
This will please you a little bit. The Today Show says that the economy in your state is growing. It's red.
Are you just making that up right now?
Yes, he's making up a map.
The Today Show.
Up a map.
All I know is I saw Al Roker and that new anchor guy.
Craig Melvin?
No, the new anchor of the—do you know who the new anchor of the NBC Evening News is?
I don't look at NBC News.
The guy—you watch the Today Show. That's NBC News.
No, I don't. I don't anymore. We both quit at the same time.
You just were quoting the Today Show about COVID.
From their website.
Okay. But, yeah. I mean, I was watching the guy hopping around Little Havana, and he walked right into the bar where Catherine almost got kidnapped by the bartender. And when I say that, I don't know if she ever would have been kidnapped, but she wanted to go out with the guy, and she'd met him 10 minutes earlier, and it freaked us out. Do you remember when I told you that story about Catherine, and we all went over to Little Havana, and then she wanted to go out, and I was completely freaked out, and I didn't know what to do, and she finally came back to the hotel room, and I was very happy about that, but that's where we were. And there was Al Roker and the new guy. Tom Lama?
Tom Lamas.
Tom Lamas.
L-A-M-A-S.
It's double L-A-M-A-S?
Yeah.
That's like Lamas. Fernando Lamas.
Yeah,
exactly. Lamas. Mike, you look marvelous.
I wonder if there is any connection whatsoever. If
you could find any audio or video of Fernando Lamas.
Right.
We're making Josh like work overtime today because we're bringing this all. But that's the guy. Tom Lamas is the brand new anchor of the NBC Evening News, and they're doing a real push with him. And they took him, I think he took Al Roker out to Little Havana where they enjoyed Cuban sandwiches. And then they went to this bar called, I think it's called the Ball and Chain. And it's in Little Havana, and it was a spectacular bar that we ended up in, too.
Did when Al Roker showed up, did it make Havana look really little?
Al Roker's waif-like now. He's tiny.
I know. And
he's
you know
a little
what?
Man. He's another a little man to start with.
Another reason to dislike him. He looks ill. He doesn't look well.
But you know what he looks good in? They bought one of those Cuban hats, and there they are.
Yeah, he looks great.
He looks great in that, doesn't he?
Yeah. And in the next scene, he ate his watch.
I'm probably the only person old enough to remember Fernando Lamas, and I am looking now at this guy, and I am seeing that perhaps there could be some kind of resemblance.
Do you think his mother was Esther Williams then?
No, because it would be grandparents probably, if it would be anything, at his young age. That's
true.
What I would think.
That's true. People that don't know who you're speaking of, they should certainly remember Billy Crystal as Fernando.
Yeah, you look marvelous. Well, no, a lot of people don't remember that bit because that bit's 1,000 years old, too.
Yeah, I guess it's more current at 40 years old. As opposed to the other, I withdraw.
Now you're a movie historian. Do you remember? I don't know the filmography or the background of Fernando Lamas and what he was famous for.
In Buenos Aires, Lamas began his career in his native Argentina.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there, and then you go back to the picture of Tom Lamas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's Fernando. There's Fernando Lamas, who was a famous actor. And then if you go back and look at Tom Lamas, the Tom Lamas.
I can see it.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So we'd have to check and find that out. So there he is, Fernando Lamas.
You were talking about Hollywood for some reason. What were you going to ask me about Hollywood?
About Fernando Lamas and what you know about him.
He was an MGM contract guy. He made a couple movies with Esther Williams, I think. I think Dangerous When Wet was one of the ones. She was the one that did the MGM musicals when she swam.
Oh, like and Lorenzo Lamas.
That's, maybe he's Lorenzo's kid.
Do you think so?
He would be about right age-wise.
I think it could be. That's interesting.
And I think Lorenzo was sired by Fernando by Esther Williams.
Go ahead, Josh.
There's nothing on his Wikipedia page about his parents.
They do that. So they do that with those anchors. They hide it. They hide the bio because everybody wants to find out the dirt. You know, we don't know anything about
it. He's got a whole article here about his parents, but he doesn't mention his parents' name.
Did you know that Scott Pelley's dad was Charlie Chaplin?
All I know is the Lamases were down in Texas, and one of them's name was Tina, and she was made to eat the food. Tina, eat the food.
You fat lard?
Yeah. Tina, where's grandma?
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks, daily fantasy made simple. Every day we make decisions, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Now that football season's almost here, I can't wait. I've been already checking out the Prize Picks app. It's the easiest, most fun way to get into the action. You just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player projections to build your lineup, and then you're ready to go in less than a minute. And let me tell you this, I will always trust Lamar Jackson. If there's a projection on him this season, you know which way I'm leaning. So get on Prize Picks. It keeps it simple and safe too. Fast, secure withdrawals, tons of deposit options like Apple Pay and Venmo, and they've got this thing called injury reboots. If a player goes down in the first half, it doesn't count against you. So get ready for football season. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Code TMOS to score $50 in lineups after your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right. Well, we got more show coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I got a big fat news that I want to tell you all about. But first, we want to get to this before we do anything further. This program is sponsored by I'm drinking the, I think it's the raspberry sherbet. Michael made this for me, and it's absolutely delicious. This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. We love them. You will, too. It is absolutely incredible, and I love it. I'm usually a white peach or a mango guy or a lemon lime. But listen, if you're gearing up for those back-to-routine vibes, you can capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier. That's a big one. That's the new one. It's absolutely delicious. Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla. This nostalgic vanilla flavor, notes of candied orange, also can help you stay hydrated better than water alone. Visit liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your first order. Plus, Liquid IV has sugar-free solutions powered by Lib Hydroscience for smart hydration. Visit liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your first order. I drink it each and every day. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. Hard to describe from the flavor profile that I move all the little packets of Liquid IV into my golf bag, and I run out. And when I run out, sometimes I forget to put them back into the golf bag. And so I'll be out there with my naked water. And I'm not a naked water fan.
No, you don't like, you never have liked water.
today. I'm having a wonderful time out with my son, just absolutely loving life. And I had put the packets back in with my white peach. And it's just hard to describe. When you're out there in the heat of Florida, it's spectacular. And I just can't sing the praises of Liquid IV enough.
Do you ever sell them piecemeal on the golf course to people?
I give samples out all the
time. But you don't sell them.
No, I don't sell them. I'm not going to do that. I'm
it's
selling
awful
people
hot
to
down
buy
there.
8 essential vitamins and nutrients. Always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free. Grab a stick. Start sipping. Sipping orange. You glad? Oh, orange, you glad that Liquid IV exists. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates. Yep, encourage him, Josh. Josh, water hydrates better than water alone. Savor the last bits of summer with Liquid IV. Tear pore, live more. 20% off your fourth order. That's it. I gave you enough time.
There you go. Thank you.
Liquid IV. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Hey, Bob. Hey, it's Bummer Bob. How you doing there, Bob? Yeah.
What was Bomber Bob's real name? I can't remember his last name.
It was Dorn something, I think.
Dornbush? No, Dave Dornbush invented the oven.
It was Bomber Bob, and I'm trying to think what Bomber Bob was. He was a congressman, wasn't he? Bob.
And
he was on Liddy's show all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll have to wait on that one. The Aussie memorial stories just keep on keeping on. According to a report, the flowers left for Ozzy at a makeshift memorial in Birmingham, England, will be mulched and scattered by his private grave. He's buried at his estate in Buckinghamshire. He was laid to rest last week. A dedicated team is supposedly working around the clock to sort and process the thousands of items left by fans, and thousands of notes and memorabilia left behind will be preserved and cataloged. Speaking of Ozzy, Sony has had an Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne biopic in the pipeline for years, and they say it's still moving forward. Yeah, well, what a surprise that is with this going on.
They doubled down.
Yeah, they currently are in negotiations with the director, which could be confirmed very soon. You better believe that project will happen very, very quickly. Also, Jack Osbourne shared a video tribute on Instagram. In the caption, he said, "My heart is full of so much sadness and sorrow, but also so much love and gratitude. I got 14,501 days with that man, and I know that is such a blessing." Way to go, Jack.
That's
the kids
cool.
ended up okay. I think that we were all watching him on TV, and we didn't know whether that was going to happen or not.
And I think that when they take the time to care for the flowers, to spread them as mulch or catalog all the things that were left behind, it validates the fan. The fan has to feel appreciative of all that.
Absolutely. And the thing that I noticed, because I think whenever somebody does a reality show and you've got a person who is married to a rocker, you know, that has stigma around it also. But then no one can doubt the bond those two had.
No,
and, you know, just how she was reacting. That was so real at that funeral. So I think that's what resonated with a lot of people. And that's why this has lingered a little bit going on. So
you know who I would cast in that movie?
Who's that?
Is Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson.
Pamela Anderson.
I think
it would
be good.
That's a good idea.
And
I
Mike,
like
it's a Bomber Bob Dornan.
Bob Dornan,
who would occasionally fill in for Limbaugh occasionally. So that's
okay. Major League Baseball is calling up its first female umpire who will be promoted for Saturday's Miami Marlins-Atlanta Braves game. Her name is Jen Paywall, or Powell as it's pronounced. It's P-A-W-O-L.
She was hiding behind the paywall.
Jen Powell, is working the bases during the doubleheader that day, and she'll be behind the plate on Sunday. Commissioner Rob Manfred said, "This historic accomplishment in baseball is a reflection of Jen's hard work, dedication, and love of the game. She's earned this opportunity, and we are proud of the strong example she has set. Jen has worked MLB spring training games the past 2 years and has been umpiring in the minor leagues since 2016, including working the plate for the 2023 AAA championship game." So she's got her, she's paid her dues.
Have you heard any tape of her calling a game?
No, I haven't.
Because I have one. Let me play. Jesse goes, strike. It's just a short tape.
Thanks for that. That was a lovely little vignette. She will become the fifth human umpire to debut this year. That's a comment on robots. As important as this was for women, it's 2025, and MLB is far behind other sports, which have had female officials for many years. By the way, the Red Sox had a female booth calling the game the other night. Female play-by-play.
We are going to run out of nurses. This is not okay.
Rob, stop it. Violet Palmer became the NBA's first female ref in 1997, 28 years ago, to show you how far behind Major League Baseball is. Shannon Easton became the NFL's first female on-field official in 2012, as a replacement when regular officials were locked out. And Sarah Thomas became the NFL's first permanent female on-field official in 2015. Stephanie Frappart of France.
Wow.
Became the first woman to referee a men's World Cup game in 2022. And Rebecca Welch became the first to referee in England's Premier League when she debuted in 2023. So if you're counting the soccer, MLB not all that far behind. By the way, the league that's not pulling its women up is NHL. Still not had any women as on-ice officials. So
they better get it together. They're going to hear about it.
And we know the ladies can skate. I watch the figure skating.
Of course. But Mike, would it be better if they stayed figure skating?
And can they break up a fight?
Can they break? Oh, no. That's right.
They can start one.
Post Malone has millions of fans. I love Post Malone. But one fan has taken her obsession way too far. A few days ago, police in Cottonwood Heights, Utah, arrested a 31-year-old woman named, here's the problem, Cherish Gomer. After she allegedly
That's actually carved on Jim Neighbor's headstone.
Cherish Gomer. Hey, Sergeant Carter. Cherish Gomer allegedly jumped in front of Postie's car as he was trying to leave his home. His driver had to swerve to avoid hitting her. Police say Gomer believes she has a spiritual connection with the singer and is entitled to be near him. Now, this stuff, as much as we can keep it light on this story, this is not stuff to be trifled with because celebrities have been murdered with stuff like this. So you got to be careful. Here's the kicker. This was not the first time she's been arrested for stalking Post Malone. It's the fifth. She's been arrested multiple times now for trespassing, stalking, and even intoxication at his Raising Cane's restaurant in Midvale, Utah.
I don't want to, paint with a broad brush, but I'm starting to see a trend.
Just a wee bit. Yeah, be careful.
That's only five times she got caught.
The latest arrest comes with felony charges for stalking and violating a court order. The stalker is now being held without bail, and authorities hope to get her into a mental health program for her own safety, and hopefully she can get the kind of treatment she needs to avoid this. And it must be very scary for any celebrity to go through that type of thing.
The hardest thing about it is when they put her in for observation, she missed calling two games for the Cincinnati Reds.
Thank you. Heinz and Smoothie King just debuted a ketchup smoothie. Yes, that's right. A ketchup smoothie. Multiple reports say it's actually pretty good.
Thank you.
They announced it after Smoothie King teased it earlier this week with a post that said, "If tomatoes are a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie?" Ooh.
Could you read any quotes from the Smoothie King as Larry King? Because I think that's another king that I like.
All right.
Okay.
And now, give me the intro.
And now, here's Larry.
If tomatoes are a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie? Hi, it's Larry King. I love my ketchup. That's why I'm going over to Smoothie King. Over at Duke Secrets.
I bet Larry had a lot of ketchup.
There it is. I love tomatoes. They're wonderful.
You love what?
I love tomatoes. Love them, my ketchup. Love them, my marinara.
Larry? Do you drink V8 every morning?
I like my V8. Have it fresh every morning. Get it right out of the fridge.
In a can?
In a can. Lots of cans of my V8. Hey, I could have had a V8. It's not just ketchup, because that would be gross. The Heinz tomato ketchup smoothie includes strawberries, raspberries, apple juice, acai sorbet, It's not a Kai. It's Asahi.
Right?
Asahi. Yeah. I always say it's a Kai. Asahi. Did you put the pronouncer in there for me? No, you didn't. And Heinz signature ketchup. So if you want to make one, you can make one yourself. Strawberries, raspberries, apple juice, Asahi, and Heinz signature ketchup.
Just make sure you set enough time aside to your brains out.
A writer for People magazine described it as sweet and tangy and said they were impressed with how well the savory ketchup blended with the other ingredients available for a limited time at a bunch of Smoothie King locations, but only in six major markets across the U.S. If you're not around Atlanta, Chicago, Denver, Miami, or Fort Lauderdale, or New York, you are SOL, everybody. You won't get your little smoothie.
With all that stuff that's around it and the amount of sugar that Heinz put in the ketchup, I'm sure it just tastes like a smoothie.
I think it's probably yummy. I try it. I don't want to do the show thing with it because
I'd have to drive to Florida if I wanted to do it.
I don't want to do that. No, you go to New York. It's closer, you know, or Atlanta.
I have no friends in New York.
Finally, today, a 30-year-old woman in Los Angeles had to be rescued from a chimney on Tuesday evening.
Oh, no.
Witnesses say she was dancing on the roof and waving her arms about when she climbed into the chimney or fell into it somehow. People that witnessed it said it's more likely she fell because she was dancing on top of the chimney. She was stuck about 3 feet deep inside the chimney. The firefighters were able to hoist her to safety using a rope system. She was alert, she was conscious, and she was taken to the hospital where she is now.
Had a few bites of cake.
Eating cake. She's in fair condition. The authorities haven't revealed what was going on. The building was an outbuilding for storage that was used by the local Parks and Rec Department. The woman was not affiliated with them. Witnesses say she appeared to be under the influence of something, but that has not been totally confirmed. And it's also unclear what she was dancing to. If anything, I hear it was Ring of Fire or anything by Smokey Robinson. These are chimney bits. Brick House, anyone?
Yes. Oh, good.
Light
one.
My Fire.
Uh huh.
Dirty Dancing, because you go into the chimney, you get dirty. I can't help falling in love with you.
That's there good. That's an Elvis song.
That's all. I'm out of here. We got more show coming up, ladies and gentlemen. But first, I want to tell you about the TMOS Family Cookbook.
Oh, I love this. This is so great.
Awesome.
Yes.
TMOS Family Cookbook. You have the copy. I know I do. The cookbook is going to be absolutely incredible. We are combining the recipes from the three principals on this show, including our friends and family members, listeners, P1 listeners, as well as random listeners that submit a recipe that's just yummy, some craft recipes, Charlie's candy salad, which is you have to wear that button that says candy is dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth.
Charlie doesn't get that. Salad. He doesn't like that joke.
No, it's absolutely wonderful. If you want to send us a recipe, it's recipes@MikeOMaraShow.com, and go to MikeOMaraShow.com right now and pre-order your copy like many others have already done to get your TMOS Family Cookbook. It's going to be out sometime right before the holidays.
Time for the holidays, certainly, yeah.
So pre-order your TMOS Family Cookbook now and get yours sometime in November when we ship them out to everybody. Wonderful, wonderful recipes. I will be putting my mother's brownie recipe, which is worth the book in itself.
That is. Rob, it's so good.
Has his tater tip casserole.
What kind of tater?
Josh, what is going to be your signature? What are you putting in there, a hot dog?
Chicken parm sliders.
Chicken parm sliders, everyone. That is yummy,
and
yummy, loving my tummy.
Despite my wife's disapproval, the original fruitcake recipe will be in the cookbook.
Yeah. Now, why? She wants you to keep it to yourself? Is that what it is?
Because anything that I want to do is no good to her.
Yeah. The last one you sent me for my birthday, did you keep that on the back porch or anything? Did you put that anywhere where it might have gotten heated by accident?
The mail.
I was curious. It had, Mike, it had what I like to call anal storage.
that's, I'm going to throw up. I am going to throw up.
Did you
up
finish right it, now. Though?
That is, yeah, because okay. it tastes so good. It doesn't matter if it ought to be in the petrified forest. It was yummy, and it was good in
some
my tummy.
Some people say, when you give them a birthday gift, Josh, some people say thank you.
Yes, some people say it was terrible. Anyway, Howard Stern, brand new news to me, brought to me by Mr. Soroka at the beginning of the show. There are people in our industry that I have always considered bulletproof. Donnie mm-hmm. Simpson in Washington, D.C. Although that's not true because Donnie got bounced around by CBS and some of the other companies he worked for as well.
I think Donnie made out okay.
Donnie did okay, but, you know, he was a victim, as yeah. most of us are.
Sure.
Of a shelf life, and then you either hang in there and reinvent yourself and maybe go to a digital platform like we did, mm-hmm. or you go to another radio station. And, you know, it's constant turmoil in television, in sure. radio. It happens all the time. I kind of thought, of all the radio personalities I was aware of, that you'd never see this type of thing happen to Howard. He was just too big. It was always the upward trajectory. Yeah. What are you hearing about Howard?
Howard signed that $500 million deal with Sirius 5 years ago.
Right.
$100 million a year. And apparently his listenership has plunged from 20 million daily listeners to 125,000
You
daily
are
listeners.
Kidding me.
Wow.
Now, I know his show has changed.
That just
changed.
Sounds absolutely amazingly
it's
improbable.
It's a huge crash.
Yes. God.
And so they base that on subscriptions and people that are
so.
Actually...
I'm sure they can track how many people listen.
I'm shocked.
So, what, now, what are those numbers again that you're reading? The listenership
from
20, is...
20 million daily listeners has dropped to 125,000.
I'm stunned. I'm absolutely shocked by that. I mean, he still is iconic. I think of like the Bruce Springsteen
now,
interview, you know?
My guess is that 20 million was probably on terrestrial radio.
Okay.
Because I don't think Sirius has enough to keep up
no,
with that.
No, Sirius doesn't have that kind of juice.
I think he was around 7 with Sirius, and now it's dropped to 125,000.
But that's 000. Still less than 1%.
So now what are you hearing
up,
about it?
So his contract's up for renewal, and the rumor coming out of Sirius is that they're not going to cancel his show. They're giving him an offer to renew, but the number's so low that he'll walk.
Wow. And this was today that this dropped, this news story dropped?
Yesterday, I believe. Last night I was reading about it.
Wow.
I seem to think that last sweetheart deal he got included a lot of stock. So if they're, you know, I don't know with the streaming and all that stuff, if SiriusXM is still a player, they're probably losing value as things go. So his original deal might not be worth what we thought it was.
I think it's also that Sirius is dying.
Yes, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think Sirius has an older demographic.
And they're a victim of digital media,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because everybody's getting their content from podcasts now.
And,
I mean, that's just the reality
of it.
On the
music
you know?
Side, Spotify, mm-hmm. Apple Music, all these make your own playlists and Pandora-like things.
Now, our comments are all about, you know, the amount of downtime he has. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I get that. I know that he's got a pretty good schedule. I've heard that about Howard. I don't know if you blame that for the decline. I think what Josh said is true. I think the mm-hmm. overall platform might be having its issues. And it just shows you how fast this happens. I mean, it really does.
It does.
You know?
Yeah.
And the show changed. As Howard mm-hmm. has grown up and changed, mm-hmm. we get think about the complaints we get that this isn't the show, this isn't the Don and Mike show.
Right.
That we get now, you know, he's getting the same thing about bring out the girls again, stop doing these celebrity interviews.
Yeah, and let me speak to mm-hmm. that. That's interesting because, I mean, you know, I've read all the stuff about Howard and, you know, he just doesn't have the same. It's called age, people.
Yeah.
It's called maturity, people. It's called people grow. They do. I'm not the same guy. You couldn't be as when you were in your 20s and 30s.
Yeah, it's true.
And I mean, it, you have a different vibe. You do. That's the way it is. And I get that. But I think that where Howard has grown, in my estimation, I think he is, without question, one of the best interviewers in our business. Not even close. Yeah. I think he's fantastic. He has a way of just a style of getting to what every fan wants to hear. And yeah. I think that, you know, and I'll stack him up against an interview that's just meh. And that's Bill Maher. I love Bill Maher's commentary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love Bill Maher's commentary and the show itself. But when it comes to like one-on-one interviews, oh my God. Sometimes it feels like Maher's in another room, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does.
Stern has a little bit of the everyman in him. And he asks what you want to know, you know, yeah. And he's not towing the line or anything like that.
Larry King did the same thing.
Larry King
was a great interviewer. Mm-hmm. Johnny Carson was a great interviewer, the way he did that. And it's just not something that you hear all the time. By the way, I know the rap I get, and I still do it, because I get excited when there's a guest that interests me, and it'll be shut the F up. And mm-hmm. sometimes when I've got the comments on and somebody will lay that on me, or I'll read it later that night, I'll go back and I'll critique myself. And I say, yeah, you're absolutely right. Let the guest roll.
That's a tough thing to do. Sometimes right. It is.
And we've seen also he's been very anti-Trump and told anyone that voted for Trump he hates and shouldn't listen to his show.
That has nothing to do with that. Increased his listenership.
That's going
to
cut out some listeners.
That made his listenership sing. That made his listenership powerful from the highest mountaintop.
It's not the bonus we show do yet. That.
Are you ever going to stop with this orange fanatic?
No, I'm
saying
that's part of the story
of his
losing
I'm sorry.
I know he has 125,000.
Told you about my house value today, right? Told you about that.
I don't know how.
If every one of Stern's listeners
just won the Bedminster Championship, dude.
No, his listeners did the bonus show,
mm-hmm.
it's still only 15 million, and he was getting 100 million a year.
Yeah, it's the numbers don't
work. The math doesn't work.
If every Howard Stern listener, 125,000 of you, would just send a dollar to Mike, that's it, just a dollar.
Thank you.
And then we'll be good.
Just start
right?
listening to this show, and we'll be fine.
Yeah, I have I have a young man. The mother is not in the house, and the young man does not have friends over, so he is sitting to my right. Did you come in for any particular reason, just to watch?
He misses the old Howard also.
I love this kid. I could spend every hour with him. What's that? What? Talk to me out loud so I can hear you. Oh, God, here he comes. He's coming over again.
You invited him.
I did.
He's wearing a shirt.
Mm-hmm. He's got a shirt on today. Hi.
Sorry, ladies.
Hi, what's happening? not that funny. He's not that funny. He really is.
Hello.
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 What are you here for?
Just wanted to say hi.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
All right.
Bye. What are we keeping him from? I'm sorry, Michael. What are we keeping you from right now?
I really don't know.
What are you doing?
The new Fortnite season came out today. Shouldn't you be busy with that?
Did you know that?
No.
The new Fortnite came out today. You want it?
Well, it's just an update.
It's free. It's free. It's just an update.
He didn't know, Josh. He didn't know. Look at his eyes.
You got something to go do now.
Lean down. Did that get you excited?
Yeah.
Okay, see you later. got him out
That'll
of here.
Keep him
he's
busy
going.
For a while.
Yes, sir.
Josh,
see you later, buddy.
He's a good dad, but better than that, he's good at parenting.
He is a good parent. Yeah. It is so obvious. One of the things, one of the bonds we have, the three of us, you know, we had it. And look, today, a milestone. I don't mind bragging for just a second. We got an extra minute here. I'll do
sure.
it. I'm out there, and for the first time, it got really slow out on the golf course, and a friend of mine was playing with his wife, and it was all the golf course was just moving very slow, and they waited for us. We were a twosome. They were a twosome. So it's the very first time my son has played in front of people other than dad. And And he hit a bad shot to start, and he was freaking out, and then slowly, he got better and better and better, and he's turning a corner, and he's loving it, and I am just thrilled to death. This is the summer of him discovering this game that I love so badly, and it was just, it was nirvana, but I wrote this down on my show prep.
Okay.
And I mean this, Josh, you will relate to this. I may never, ever feed my 12-year-old sugar again.
No.
Ever.
We have certain foods that are banned.
It
like
is
Skittles.
It's insanity. We go to again my the place I like so bad, Jason's Deli. which is right near the course, and that's where we have our little lunch. Thank you. They deserve your applause, Rob. And then they give you the free ice cream. So we
now,
had
Josh
yeah,
brought
got
up
questions.
A, yeah, and what kind of sandwiches did each of you get to
he
get
had
the ice cream?
The kids' pasta with chicken.
Okay.
And then he copied Daddy because of the free ice cream. Last time Daddy was in there, Daddy made a root beer float. Remember I told you about it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it he had, you'll like this, Rob, he mm-hmm. had a Dr. Pepper float.
That would be tasty. That'd
he
be
had
awfully
a Dr.
good.
Pepper float. And then I drove home with, you know, someone that should be institutionalized in the back seat. He was doing things like,
well, you don't keep him totally off sugar the rest
no.
of the week.
Well,
why
he just
do you
doesn't, he doesn't eat a lot of it. That's
how about soda? Does he drink
yeah,
a lot of soda?
That doc, no. that Dr. That. Pepper would do it because that's caffeine
right.
too.
You ready to know the father grandfather syndrome, the spoil yeah. my kids syndrome? Guilty as charged. That's where when mama's around, he will, you know. He will be letter of the law. There's not soda. He doesn't do that. Okay. When daddy's around, it's like right to the sugaries.
Yeah.
That's
then
what he
can
got.
We get back to the free ice cream?
Yes, go right yeah. back to it. Absolutely.
You mentioned Jason's Deli being your favorite place mm-hmm. a few days ago, but never right. the free ice cream.
Yeah.
Just with every meal?
There in the back, you buy your meal and you go get your beverage and then you sit down and have your lunch. And at any time, yes. you can sat. And by the way, if you saw some of the people rolling in mm-hmm. to Jason's Deli at about noontime, you would understand that there is definitely free ice cream in the back. And they've got the cones that are there. And I saw no reason why I couldn't like take a large root beer and throw a big dollop of vanilla soft serve
oh,
in the
box.
So, it's
serve.
So you serve yourself. You pull the handle
yeah.
and everything?
Yeah. Self-serve,
like
soft
on a
serve.
Cruise ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like Whitehall Inn. It's self-serve, soft serve.
What is it good to put on? Is there anything like a baked good you could put it on?
Perhaps you could put it on one of Whitehall's fruit fritters.
Mm. Thank you.
Yeah. Yum, yum, yum,
might
yum,
be better
yum.
Than root beer.
Now, does yum, the yum. Free ice cream help the sandwich taste better?
No, because the sandwich tastes better on its own. The sandwich is absolutely spectacular, especially if you get the beef eater that I like. It's really, really good.
One flavor of ice cream? Or
no.
do they have like a chocolate, vanilla, and the possibility of a swirl?
Yes, they have the chocolate, vanilla, and the swirl. And lo and behold.
The root beer float.
Yes.
How about a cone to go?
It's interesting. I think if you're counting the root beer float as a Dr. Pepper float that my yeah. son had, mm-hmm. All three may have been consumed. A swirl cone, a root beer float, and then a vanilla cone.
Is there a proctor or anyone who watches over the soft serve machine?
No, I think you can bring a bucket up there, Rob, and you know, just pour out all the vanilla and bring it home in a truck and you know, put it on your table and out of
wait.
A bucket. You can eat.
You can eat.
I think it would be fantastic. We are on a break here, so
yes.
we will continue the show right now. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to tell you about something that is truly near and dear to my heart because I'm married to this young lady.
Mm.
Super big Derm Glow news.
Yes.
The GLP-1 GIP sale has been extended until October 3rd. This is huge. That includes $70 off the full dose weight loss program, $20 off microdosing GLP-1, GIP, $20 off microdosing. GLP-1, GIP is helping. All right. I'm going to need you to get together with Mrs. O'Meara. I'm having a little difficulty with this.
All right. I would have written it different, but I was specifically told to use that phrase.
That is the sound of Rob Spiewak throwing Carla O'Meara under the big fat wheels of the bus right there.
And the wheels on the bus go round and round.
GLP-1 GIP is helping people lose weight, reduce food noise, and feel better every day. Also, you got to check out GHK-CU. Do I pronounce the dash?
No, I don't think so.
So it's GHK-CU?
Yeah, and that's the copper peptide, right?
You can use copper peptide. You can use GHKCU injections for hair growth, skin tightening, especially the neck. Bye-bye, turkey neck. GHKCU also helps you improve skin tone and texture and boosts new hair follicle production and rejuvenates aging skin at the cellular level. Carla is also available to help with all things skin. Glow-ups, concerns, product pairings, routines. DermGlow ships everywhere and ships fast because waiting is not cute. DM Carla for help picking the right product for your goals. You can find skincare and all these peptides at DermGlowSkin.com. Get ready to change your body and your mindset. Tap the link, take the quiz, and let's go to DermGlowSkin.com, everybody.
Do you remember how I looked before my glow-up?
Your glow-up, I'm sorry, Carla. What is a glow-up? Is it when you have like a little redness after you put your stuff on? Is that
I think it's
what
like
it is?
Just making someone, giving them a new look. You're making them glow. You're giving them professional assistance in looking their best.
Well, she hasn't come by in a while. I'll get her to roll in and explain.
Google says it is a positive personal transformation.
A glow-up.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Very good. That's exactly what it is. But get together with her and tell her the host of the show needs something more rewarding in the copy department. Do you want me to talk to her?
No. I'll check out the possibility of changing it to a couple of its, because sometimes once you name it once, you can just refer back to it by saying
fantastic.
It or
I
they.
Look forward to that.
Yes, of course.
Why are you mad at the Home Depot?
Okay. You know already I hate Halloween. And this has been a long time coming, and I don't have kids anymore, and I don't enjoy the people that make Halloween too big of a deal. I'm not against giving out candy to trick-or-treaters. I've done it. I've done it recently. But Home Depot set out a press release that for some reason CNN grabbed on. The Home Depot's new Halloween decor collection has dropped. And these are the idiots that are buying 18-foot skeletons and putting them in their yard. And
I think that you are very thoughtful, calling people that are having some issues. You're very nice about that. You're very good. I'm sure your son is well taken care of, primarily because you're in the house and you are getting it done. But your level of naked selfishness with this Halloween issue is absolutely unacceptable. You are the man who used to sit out in front and socialize with your neighbors, and as soon as you didn't have kids who were trick-or-treating, you became an old fart well before your years and lock yourself down on Halloween. And
I'm not going to be tricked by you again. I'm not going to be tricked by you again because you gave me a pep talk a few years ago, and I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And that's when I realized I was sitting in my driveway with two folding chairs. One of them had me. One of them had a skeleton in it. Yes. Thought that was clever.
Because your wife doesn't participate in anything she doesn't want to participate in.
And I was shivering because it was a cold Halloween, playing the Monster Mash on a YouTube Bluetooth speaker. And I realized, I said, this isn't helping anybody. I'm miserable. No one's coming. I'm going inside. And that's the last time I gave out candy. That's it.
Sad. That's so sad.
I did it for many years.
Sounds very personal.
Yeah, it's totally selfish. It's totally self-absorption. It is. Yeah. It doesn't affect me. But if you're now hold on. I'm going to give you a free pass on this. If you really didn't have people coming by.
Yeah.
But I thought there used to be people coming by.
Well, they're getting older, and what happens is that's twofold. Because
anybody ever move out of your neighborhood?
Yeah, sometimes.
The
neighbor across the street died, so they brought in some new people.
Is that the neighbor that gave you a hard time?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's another Halloween story.
Really?
She called Carrie to say, why aren't you guys sitting on the porch handing out candy? And I picked up the phone when she called, and bless her soul, she's dead now. But as soon as I gave the phone to Carrie, she says, hey, is it possible to have a phone number I could call that Rob wouldn't answer?
Really?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Because you were that rude to her?
I don't think I was ever rude to her.
Is that the only time that's been asked?
No, it's not, but that's the key time right now. No, and that is, of course, the only time.
I agree with Will that he says, I love Rob. He just needs a Halloween buddy.
Oh, I've got a Halloween buddy right here for Rob.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay.
Top three favorite Halloween products.
Oh this is nonsense.
Top three Halloween products. So hard to choose.
Wait, what?
I don't think I can pick just three. Can I pick six? My top three Halloween products.
Can you pause it a second? Home Depot employees don't talk.
No.
And that's why I'm not buying this. They don't talk to me.
Are
they don't
actors?
Talk to each other. I don't know.
Play it again.
Go ahead, Josh.
I say they are real employees.
I think they're real employees.
Okay, mm-hmm. Then they live in a place.
It's from the Home Depot TikTok.
Okay, yeah, let's check it out. Start with Skelly Dog. I mean, who doesn't love a spooky good boy?
My first would probably be the 15-foot worry prep.
Ultra Skelly has got to be one of my favorites. He's completely customizable. I love the switches scene.
Well, they're so bad at it, they're real employees.
Yeah. Of course they are. And no one ever tells her no. Skelly's spoiled
I gotta go
brat.
With the ultra-posable skeleton.
All right, but in fairness, can we, Josh, I know, by the way, can we throw a compliment his way? Because this man, as far as an in-studio producer.
The best we've ever had.
Without fail. But I think it's essential to have this discussion and mention what the prices for some of these items are.
Oh, they're those ridiculous.
Look like, are they really? These right. look like, I mean, large yard items. And it's insane. They're made to be, they really are made to be reused every year.
I have
year.
Some prices right? here, actually, Mike.
Okay, go ahead.
I've got the sheet here as well.
Okay, do you want to go or shall I?
Go ahead.
Okay, the Home Accents Holiday 6'5" animated Ultra Skelly with lifelike eyes
that's
that
the
can
one they
change.
Showed.
That's $279.
They can, yes. S a D. S a big Home Depot D.
But okay? Mike, let's say you've got a bigger yard and you want to buy the 12-foot skeleton. Now think of this. This is twice as tall as a human man that you're putting in your yard.
Right.
That's $299. I want to show you, Mike, this is the worst one of all, and it's $399. It's 7 feet long, 5.5 feet tall, and it is an antique hearse that you park on your front yard. And they can, I won't say it because I'd have to bleep it, but I want them to do something to a certain part of my body as a punishment.
I totally
because you see this little glowing spider.
Yeah.
$350.
Wow.
Now it's 9.5 feet long.
Yeah. Now, and all you know where that stuff's made. It's where my shoes are made.
Timu.
Okay.
Timu.
Do you know what the profit is on that? It's astronomical.
It's gotta be huge.
$399 for the sinking pirate ship that you put
and
in your yard.
They'll sell it because we're all toddlers. They'll sell it. I might be coming over to Team Spiewak on this.
Well, and this is in
people
my neighborhood.
Will justify it because they say, it's $400, but I'll put it out for 10 years.
Yeah, guess what? It's not going to last, and you'll probably have someone come and vandalize it. Not me.
Mike,
if you have a smaller budget, you can get three foot tall animated scarred Chucky doll for $229.
Hey,
and that's
a bargain
any day.
Oh, I agree with you. You sold me. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Me on that 100%.
And no one's even bringing up the fact that it's August 7th.
Wow. August. You're right. We're acting like it's normal. It's the new normal.
It's
That's
not.
What it is.
Burn them down.
All right. We got beautiful video coming up. But first, I want to say, how would you like to be the most interesting person at the next big party you go to? All you have to do is show up with a bottle of wine from a truly, truly wonderful winemaker with a unique story. This podcast, sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to delicious independent winemakers. They're the best on the planet. You get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you would normally pay in stores. Mike, use all that budget to buy a skeleton for $400 when you can get six bottles of wine for $39.99.
Because, Mike, the wine doesn't have eyes that change.
Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. You need to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com/TMOS and put in our code TMOS for both the code and password, and you'll get six bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and the code TMOS for six bottles of wine for $39.99. Now, fill it to the rim with wine, everyone.
Hey, yum, I like yum. That. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Oh, it's fun, Mike. It's fun.
Hi, Robolia. 77.
Let's start with this, a piece of tape I chose for Mike.
Okay.
Because Mike likes to drum. Mm-hmm. Now, I couldn't think of, if I was to come up with a list of TV themes that I would like to hear someone drum to, watch them drum to, this would not jump to the head of my list. However, okay. upon doing some research, it was actually recorded by the legendary studio musicians, forgive me, The Wrecking Crew. So playing okay. drums on this is Hal Blaine, who played on more hit records than anyone else in the world, okay. and also Carole Kaye on bass. Would you ever drum to the theme to the Bob Newhart show?
Hmm.
And all it's right. funny because there's a couple tempo changes here. Here's a lady drummer. I watched this like 5 times.
Okay.
Hello.
So she's set up at her kit.
Break.
Yeah, there's coming up a tempo break too, yeah. I don't think she's a sensational drummer, but it's just fun to watch someone drum to this.
I like watching people drum too.
Okay, we'll let it finish out.
Good technique.
Big finish on this too. Here we go. I just thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like
that's kinda
that.
Neat. That's kind of like neat. That. I like that. I love drumming. Do it at home. I'm getting mine all spiced up. Getting my new electronic drums all spiced up.
Did you find the AC adapter?
I'm going to hone my skills. Going to okay. Guitar Center this week.
Excellent. Let's say you live in Colorado and people say, watch out for bears. Of course you watch out for bears.
Mm-hmm.
This scared the hell out of me. This is in Colorado. It's a manhole cover in a neighborhood with a bear climbing out.
Would it be me when I say, you know, the advent of video increases everything, but
yeah,
it just seems that we're seeing more and more bears.
Yeah, I agree. We had bears right? twice this week on the vlog.
I mean, I know that they are talking about it down in Happy Valley down here. They're talking about it up in Maine. They're talking about it when people go out, like with the Seattle Kraken and the mascot almost gets eaten. It's just constant bear stories.
I don't like seeing bears in the sewer. And mm-hmm. also, did they leave the manhole cover off, or did the bear climb up and nudge it with his snoot?
It had to already be open.
I would hope so.
Because we're building so many homes and buildings. And
that are encroaching on
wildlife.
Wild areas.
Yeah.
100%.
So you talked about the lady who jumped in the chimney, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not right to walk around on your roof, right?
Right. Not a good idea.
No. What if you're the president of the United States?
Really?
Donald Trump was spotted yesterday walking on the roof of the White House. Surrounded by his goons.
Also known as Secret Service.
Yeah, they're the Secret Service, Rob. They're not his goons.
I don't trust them.
What's he doing?
And
he's picking out where to put the skeleton this year.
Is he picking out where he's going to put the ballroom?
He's actually.
Guy? Who's that guy on the left? Can I do that's the, this guy's going.
That's a goon. That's absolutely a goon. But people were saying he was up on the roof to get sort of an idea where his ballroom is going to
that's
be.
That's it. The ballroom. I thought yeah. of that. Is he really going to build that?
He can't. That has to be a distraction thing.
I don't know.
But he did eventually address people that were on the lawn, and he said, I'm going to give you the ballroom. It's just another instance of me giving my money to the country like I don't take a salary.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a rendering, an artist rendering of it, and it looks like it's going to be quite a change in the overall structure.
It looks like right? the best wedding reception you could ever go to.
It is a little crazy that we're setting up those white tents every time we have someone over.
That
those
is
party tents.
That is crazy. You know what's not crazy, Mike, is taking the symbol of our nation and doubling its size with a Marriott ballroom. That's not crazy.
Yeah, really. There they go, ladies and gentlemen. See, I didn't say a thing. I didn't even get into that fray. I didn't do a thing. There you go.
Dateline St. Augustine.
Okay, very good. Exciting. Very exciting.
Let's say you get a gator in your pool, and not a tiny one. You call the cops.
All right.
This is the bravest cop I have ever seen.
Yeah, that's not, even that one can hurt you.
Yeah, it's not a small guy. Yeah. I'd say he's probably 5 feet, 4 or 5 feet.
Wow. Hey,
that cop grew up.
Obviously, you grew up here.
Florida cop.
That's what they said. You're a Florida guy.
And I'll take him to a pond that doesn't have any residential.
So, so he said, I'm going to take the croc or alligator and put him in a pond where there's no residential area. So now he's at the police car.
Oh, watch out. Did you? I knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to him. Is that the gator making that sound?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They roar.
All right, put it in the back.
The end of this is cute. This I won't spoil it.
It's a great video.
I won't spoil the end. He puts him in a seatbelt.
That's awesome.
And that is how they do it.
What county sheriff do we salute up there, Josh? St. John's County Sheriff's Department. Way to go, guys. Good job.
Mike, I've been excited to play you this now for almost 12 hours.
Okay.
Do you take Spotify? Do you take the Spotify?
Yeah, I think so most of the time.
I don't.
It comes and goes.
I like to own my music. I don't like to trust other people. But if you get Spotify, there's two versions. One is without commercials. That's like premium Spotify. And then there's another one you get free, and it has commercials in it. This person should have upgraded to the one without commercials because they needed to play a Frank Sinatra song as they dump the ashes of a beloved family member into the water. It's very sweet. Very sweet. But the problem is if there's a commercial right after the song, and it's a double problem if the commercial is about, well, being constipated. It's The Impossible Dream by Frank Sinatra.
I've done that.
Wait.
This is the quickest way to clear out stuck poop.
The number one food for regular DMs. The fastest way to clear out stuck poop
is by adding. Mike. This is the quickest way to remove stuck poop.
You got to do the whole thing one more time.
I will.
Just one more, please. All right? Come on. I know we got to.
Magnificently laid out. I almost wonder if it's fake, but I pray it's real.
I do too. This makes me laugh.
This is the quickest way to clear out stuck poop.
And you know what? Bless the family for getting a good laugh out of it.
You know what? And I hope it's real too, and I really don't care. Hey, don't call me at the end of the show. Thank you very much.
They want your opinion on the ballroom, Mike.
Sorry about that. We got to get out of here. We got a great bonus show. On this week's bonus show, Josh is the only one traveled out of the country recently, and we have kind of a primer on international behavior that I found absolutely
so
fascinating.
Cool. I love it.
And we will share that with you. And also animal encounters. I want to talk about that and police training. It's a good bonus show. And we cuss and we don't have commercials. So check us out. That's tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Be safe. And we'll see you on Monday if you're one of those cheapos that doesn't subscribe to the bonus show.
Bye-bye.
So long, jerks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.